Okay, we're here with Cork selector Owen O'Neill at the launch of the rights for Cork Sheriff for the coming season. Owen, I have to mention the war. How are you feeling after yesterday?
Actually, look, we're very disappointed, I suppose, just coming to terms with it. But, you know, the sun comes up again today and, you know, we have to deal with it and move on and try and learn a bit more and hopefully just drive on for this weekend.
A perfect storm of things that could have gone wrong yesterday, I'd imagine, was it?
Yeah, it was, in fairness. Give Roscommon all the credit. I mean, they came out firing. Everything went well for them. Nothing went well for us. And it was one of those things we just got a... It was just one of those days, you know. They don't happen too often, thankfully, but when they do, they're kind of hard to deal with. But, you know, we're big boys. We have to get on with it, and no excuses from us. It's in our own hands to drive on with it.
I spoke to you on Saturday before the game, and we talked about how decent Roscommon were. They'd beaten Kerry, and you were expecting a tough game from them. But was how good they were a surprise to you?
Yeah, they seemed to be really on top of their game. No, it wasn't a surprise to us, no, to be fair. Like, we had our homework done on the guys, and like, I mean, we knew that they were going to be tough. They've a lot of very good physical, strong players, and they're very quick, you know. And just again, they got that bounce of the ball early, and you know, they really drove on us and caused us a lot of troubles. And by the time we adjusted to it, it was nearly too late. Mm. And then, you know, we were chasing ourselves, and other things happened. So, I mean, that happens sometimes in sport. It's a tough place, especially at this level. So, lesson learned, I hope.
And I suppose the flip side of it is it's still early in the league campaign, so there's no need to really panic.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're certainly not panicking. You know, we're disappointed, obviously, and, you know, that's the way it should be. But we have we 4 more games to go. You know, there's a lot of points up for grabs. There's, you know, I mean, Mayo haven't won a game. Look yeah. at them, and they're, you know, they're one of the best teams in Ireland. You know, Kerry won once, exactly. So, you know, it's not the position we wanted to be in, but again, you know, there's a lot to play for yet, and we're certainly intent on training and improving.
Is it a case that the work you're putting in the training field just isn't being reflected in matches at the moment?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, that's one of our issues as well. But and again, this is we don't operate with excuses. But like, we've only been on the pitch 7 times this year, believe it or not, due to weather and getting access to fields, and that's been very difficult for us to kind of go there and practice things. Even as late as last Friday, we were training and we got a pitch pull because of the nasty, unbelievable weather we had last week. So, and again, not an excuse, but that is hard to kind of deal with. Like, we really need to get more field time, and hopefully, if the weather does pick up, we'll get a bit more of that. You know,
I suppose the test of the character of the squad is how they respond from yesterday, and you have no better chance to do that than on Saturday night in headquarters.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we want to get out there now and just perform. You know, result to look after itself. Hopefully we're just looking to up there and just get ourselves back in the place, because we know we're not that bad, you know. And we just want to get out there and perform on Saturday night now, and, you know, just get ourselves back on track again. That's our aim. But quite simple, just keep the feet in the ground and just get back to hard work.
That's probably the toughest game you could have asked for, though, isn't it?
It is. League champions, Ireland champions, favourites for everything again this year. But, you know, look, in its own way, that's actually a good thing. You know, I mean, there can't be any excuses in terms of lackadaisicalness for this weekend, and there certainly won't be anyway. Not that there was all along, but, you know, it is a big focus for us now. I mean, they are the standard bearers now, and we'll be driving on.
Did you have a chat amongst yourselves as to what went wrong? Are you going to do that during the week?
During the week, you know, I mean, you know, after the game wasn't really the place for that kind of side of it. I mean, guys are very disappointed. You know, I have to stress, these guys are putting a huge amount into this. They're incredibly dedicated, these guys. Since we've come in, I've been nothing but impressed with them. You know, I mean, they're really, really good guys. They put a lot on hold for this, and they, above everyone else, are hurting more than anyone. So, I mean, it's incumbent on us all now, you know, just to get behind them and just to drive on.
And if you want to get inspired, going to Croke Park on a Saturday night under lights is the place to do it.
Absolutely. Hopefully, anyway. You know, and, you know, we're still a work in progress. You know, we know that. But, you know, we'd be expecting just to push on and perform a bit better and give more of an account of ourselves, because the guys are better than that, and we know that, and, you know, they know it too, really deep down. So, you know, that's on us to drive on a bit.
Double header with the hurlers as well, so hopefully a decent Cork crowd there as well.
Hopefully, yeah, and, you know, and it's a very attractive game, you know, and, you know, we're behind the hurlers as well. You know, they need a result as well now, and, you know, it's a new regime for them too, and they're trying a lot of different things as well, you know. So like, hopefully the Cork crowd will go up there. It is a good day out for people, and Dublin isn't that far away now, so hopefully there will be a Cork crowd show up.
Excellent. Well, Owen, thanks very much for talking to us, and thanks for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.